Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Oregon Ducks have commitments from four of the top 23 prospects in the nation in women's basketball. No other program has more than one. Sydney Parrish was the first, the number one shooting guard in the nation. She joins me now. Sydney, how you doing?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Good. Now, you've got some explaining to do a little bit, because we talked maybe a month ago, 3 weeks ago, and you said, and I remember it very distinctly, I said, why Oregon? And one of the things you said was, well, somebody had to be first. And you said it like you knew something. So, how much did you know in terms of, we'd fast forward a week from now and Oregon would have five of the top 40 commitments in the country?
Well, I knew something special was going to happen. I'm friends with I'm really close with Maddie Shear and Kylie Watson, who both just recently committed. And I knew if I committed, then I could get them on board. So once I committed, I was just on their, hitting their phone up all the time, seeing them at Boo Williams, the big EYBL tournament. And I was always around them. My parents were talking to their parents. I was like, I got to get them on board. And I distinctly remember texting them before even I committed, and I was like, you guys, I mean, what are you guys thinking? And they both said something about Oregon, and I knew back then that Oregon was my favorite at the time, and they mentioned Oregon, and I was like, all right, we got to do it, like, let's go get a national. And then after the Final Four, I text them again, and I was like, all right, it's our time. So I'm so excited to be with them now, and it's crazy. I literally get a text from Kylie Watson the day she committed, like the morning of, and she was like, oh, by the way, you're stuck with me for the next 4 years. And I literally almost start crying. I was so excited.
I don't think people realize how good this recruiting class is. ESPNW makes their distinction that the number 53 prospect and above are all considered five-star prospects when it turns to that senior year. You guys are all five of you are rated 40 or higher. You will all be five-star prospects. How exciting is it to go to a school where you know you have help around you? You're the number one shooting guard in the nation. You could do it on your own. It's probably a lot nicer to have four other five-star prospects coming in with you.
Oh, definitely. I mean, I'm so excited to go. I mean, I knew from the beginning, even if they didn't commit, that we'd be great because of the players that they're returning, like Satu and Aaron Boley. And I just knew my freshman year coming in, they'd be good anyways. But I can't think of another school in the past who have had five-star recruits coming in. Like, I don't think that's ever at least had that many.
And it might eventually be six. Oregon still has another spot, and one of the people they're recruiting, and it's going to be a battle, is Caitlin Clark. And Caitlin Clark is one of the top three or four prospects in the entire nation. Yep. She's either the number one or number two point guard in the country, and she's your best friend.
And she's my best friend, yeah.
I know you told me before you've been working hard. What's the status report? Now, I don't want you to give away anything. That's her recruitment. I don't want you to, you know, give away her thoughts. But how do Oregon's chances look, and do they got a shot?
I mean, I think they have a pretty good shot. She's down to a couple of very good schools, and I mean, I'm just going to stay on her the entire time. I mean, she knows Kylie Watson really well, and Maddie Shear, and a couple of the other girls. So, I mean, she just made the U19 national team as a 17-year-old. So, getting her, that'd be just a cherry on top of this recruiting class.
If Oregon would have not made the Final Four run they made this season, would that have changed where you were in terms of your relationship with Oregon? Was this run kind of the catalyst for you naming them your favorite? Or had you already built that relationship before they made a run to the Final Four and Sabrina was National Player of the Year?
I definitely already knew that I wanted to go there from being there on campus for my unofficial visit. I knew right away it was different than anywhere else. As soon as I left campus and started to drive to the airport, I was like, this is the first place I've been where I honestly, like, genuinely miss being there, miss being around the coaches and the players. And everybody says you have that feeling when you get on, like, when you're on the campus, but I never really knew if that was a thing because I never felt it, but then I felt it then, and it was just an unreal feeling. And I didn't know if it was just the timing, like, oh, maybe I just like it now, maybe it will wait a little. And I kept waiting, and I took a couple other visits, and I was like, no, I kept comparing them to Oregon and just they didn't compare.
We're talking to Sydney Parrish, the number one shooting guard in the entire country. She's committed to Oregon along with four other players who project as five-star prospects. It's the number one class in the nation. Even if they took away two of you, it's an unbelievable class.
It's crazy.
I heard recently that you and Angela and Maddie all had dinner at your house, and you've done a massive recruiting effort. You've undertaken this massive recruiting effort to get everybody together and kind of create this family environment. Mm-hmm. Why is that so important to you?
I mean, it's really important to us. I mean, we're so far away from Oregon, and I think a lot of people stress about that, at least families. Like, I know my mom and dad were worried about it. I know Maddie's mom and dad were worried about it, and I just think it's good to get everybody together now rather than sooner than later. And I was just super excited because I've never seen Angela play. I never met her, and neither had Maddie. And it was just, I mean, it was just awesome getting to be around her and getting to see her, and it didn't feel like anything was trying to be pushed, like, socially. It was like we all just had fun. Me and Maddie picked Angela up from her hotel, and it was so much fun. I'm just so excited to go now. They're all saying it. They're like, I just can't wait to get on campus now. It's like we won't be able to see each other for a while.
Now, how do you guys organize a dinner like that? I know when I was in high school, I could get like my friends from high school together. You're from different states. You're from different states. Well, people don't realize that.
Yes. Yeah, so Angela's from Chicago, Maddie's from Kentucky, and I'm from Indy. And we are actually all playing in the same tournament in Indy, which is really close to my house. And so I was like, we're all going to see each other. We're going to hang out. Let's, after all of our games, let's hang out. They're like, yeah, of course. So we made it work.
How much responsibility is there for this class to continue to build on what Sabrina and Ruthie and Coach Graves really have built at Oregon? How much responsibility do you feel to continue the legacy and build a national power out West?
I mean, I think there's a lot of responsibility. He's definitely, Coach Graves and the staff have done an amazing job recruiting us, and seeing that Sabrina's coming back to try to win a national championship after getting to the Final Four this year, I mean, that's what we're looking to do and starting to build that legacy, starting to build a new powerhouse school that everybody wants to go to.
Now, I imagine knowing that you guys are close, you're going to all plan an official visit together at some point. Mm-hmm. Is that in the works yet? Have you guys figured out a date that the whole class is going to try to get together in the fall for a football game and all meet up?
Yeah, we're trying to get that together right now, actually. I know a couple, Angela and Kylie both took their official visits already. We're still looking to do when me and Maddie go out, we're trying to get them to go also. So we'll see. We're going to try.
Sounds good. So you're going after Caitlin Clark. You're getting this whole group together. You've done a remarkable job. And, oh, yeah, by the way, you're the number one shooting guard in the country yourself. I'm sure Oregon fans are very excited about the future of Oregon women's basketball. Thank you, Sydney, for joining us.
Thank you so much.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.